Superior Police said the man who died is a 64-year-old Watertown resident. His name is being withheld pending notification of family. Authorities don't suspect foul play. The U.S. Occupational Health and Safety Administration said the man worked for a Gillette-based sandblasting company. An OSHA spokesperson said initial details show the worker was standing on a railing to pull a tarp before he slipped and fell. The man's death is the second at the shipyard in 5 years. A welder died in 2017 after being severely burned. Federal labor regulators fined Frazier around $12,000 after discovering the man wasn't wearing protective gear. The next year, more than 60 workers reached a $7.5 million settlement with the shipyard for exposure to unsafe lead levels while working on a Great Lakes ship. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.